The following podcast is a special co-presentation between DCO and Dr. Beach. For more information on this topic and others, please visit ReachDrBeach.com or visit his YouTube channel at ReachDrBeach or Googling ReachDrBeach.
Hi, it's Dr. Beach, and we're here with the fabulous Darnell at the Malibu Beach Salon. Hi, Darnell.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
And I was hoping we could talk a little bit about the psychology of hair and wondering if there's something particular that's on your mind.
Because I feel that as a hairstylist, we are psychologists. And 90% of our business is psychology and 10% hair.
Therapist, right? You build a rapport, you assess someone, you make a diagnosis, and then you do an intervention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it sounds like there's actually a lot of overlap. Maybe you should sit in the chair and I'll do your hair.
Let's brush that idea aside for later.
So
what would you like to do today?
I guess this is the before. So I usually like to kind of go short on the sides and the back. And then I sometimes will wear it like to the side, and then sometimes I like to wear it a little bit spiky.
Awesome. So, now, have you ever been a little adventurous?
Did you have a mind?
This is psychology, I'm just doing it.
Okay.
No, I was just testing you to see if you were open to, open, really.
Yeah.
To see if you were open.
Yeah.
You have a very square face, so...
That's the part I don't like when it gets longer. It gets very poofy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so like bringing it up a little higher and a little square.
Great.
Would make it...
Yeah, I'm all yours, so I'm in your hands.
Okay, here we go. I'm in the business of making people beautiful and lifting their spirit. If it's not beautiful and lifting the spirit, I won't put my name on it.
I mean, that's another overlap. We're both kind of, our intention is to be, you know, spirit lifters.
Absolutely.
Make people feel better.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Stress can cause hair loss, and hair loss can cause stress.
I mean, I think you and I would both be very wealthy men if we could find a cure for male pattern baldness.
Oh, absolutely.
That's like a man's biggest, one of their biggest fears.
Well, I feel like some of the men are, yes, they're uncomfortable, but some of them are pretty bold with it. Some of them are pretty, accepting of their baldness. I just saw a picture of John Travolta, who is now bald with a beard.
Okay.
So it was interesting.
I mean,
he's kind of come into it too, because he was losing his hair.
Right. How do you think I would look bald?
Swing your head.
It's not like an egg.
There's some people have like little lumps and things in their head, but you have a pretty nice symmetrical head shape.
Well, you had me at hello.
Yeah.
So Darnell, if I were to dye my hair, what color do you think would work for me?
Fire engine red. No. When you were 7, what was your hair color like when you were 7?
Blonde.
Yeah. That's the color most hairstylists try to achieve to get you to, is when you're 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. Really. Do you believe in the expression blondes have more fun, or do you more think that, you know, once someone becomes blonde, you know, they'll have more fun?
Do you know, I think what happens in the expression is that blondes attract more light.
Okay.
So they definitely get noticed more because a blonde attracts light.
I mean, I guess a good example of that would be like someone like Dolly Parton, right? She's very blonde. Yeah. I guess there's lots of reasons she gets lots of attention.
That's true. Because I know when you go out today, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
You're going to feel uplifted, and you'll just like shine that on other people.
Yeah, for sure. And it does make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. That makes a huge
small
difference.
Thing can make a big difference.
Right? 1 hour.
That's like really rewarding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Darnell, I want to thank you so much. To be honest, when I came in here today, I'd gone on a hike and I actually was kind of low energy, and I noticed it's really kind of changed the shape of my face.
Yes, and that was the intention. That's what I wanted to do, is to change the shape of your face.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference.
Huge difference.
And I even notice now I actually do feel more confident, and I feel like I have more energy. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You really are a spirit lifter.
Thank you.
So come see Darnell at Malibu Beach Salon, and you're here with Dr. Beach. Thank you.